Good morning, madam. I'm going to yield it to Ikram right next to me.
Thank you, Hoda. Good afternoon, Madam Chairperson.
I don't think we are able to. They have to open your mic.
Good afternoon, Madam Chairperson and all members of the Permanent Forum. I am Ikram Warsam from GBCI and UN Fellow. I would like to address an issue that is often not addressed by many civil society, and this issue is the relationship between the African countries and the ICC. I'm speaking to you about this issue as an indigenous African living in Americas. As the Rome Statute preamble states, the ICC was created to tackle the most serious crime of concern to the international community as a whole. Yet, the ICC unfairly targets Africans, and the international justice appears to fight impunity only in Africa. There have been about 30 cases before the International Criminal Court where the proceedings have been completed, all involve individuals from either the Central African Republic, Cote d'Ivoire, Sudan, Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Libya, Mali, and Uganda. As the history teaches us, genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes is not the business It's not a business exclusive to Africans. However, the ICC selects not to investigate and prosecute any African countries. Africa was a strong advocate for the creation and the maintenance of the ICC. During the Rome Statute, African nations play a prominent role in the creation of ICC. Unfortunately, it's important to note three of the five big at the Security Council are not member of ICC, yet the Security Council has the power to refer cases to ICC. So far, they refer only two cases, and those cases are Resolution 1593 for Sudan and Resolution 970 for Libya. However, they ignore many other serious cases committed by Western countries. I recommend it's the best time to reform the Security Council and the ICC at minimum and remove the referral power from the Security Council, where permanent members tend to shield nations they favor from ICC attentions. And it's time to give the UN General Assembly, where no state has the veto power, the power to grant ICC jurisdiction to ensure ICC fights crimes against humanity, genocide, and war crimes by any individual of any country. Thank you.